Our job as instructor is to enable experiences so that the person's mind changes, their behavior towards something changes. As an example, when you first were going to learn to taxi an airplane and you had driven a car and you had a control wheel, right? Chances are big that you steered and you didn't use your feet as much, right? Or at all. And then what happened was you had an experience with that. So you said, oh, that didn't do anything. That was like almost wrecked, right? That almost went off the taxiway. The other guy, a girl, fixed it for me. And so then the next time you do it, your behavior has changed because you had an experience. And it goes on until you have enough experiences where your entire behavior changes to do the thing, right? Whatever that is. So the other thing to know is that humans learn by making mistakes. The big secret here, because in flight instructor training, we don't let you make mistakes, right? Or we judge every single mistake you make, right? That's part of the disconnect between CFI training and real world training. In real world training, you have to be proficient from the right seat, right? That's for sure. So we get you there. Make sure you can spin an airplane, make sure you can recover, make sure you can generally be safe in the airplane that someone else fly. That's fine. But then the very next thing is we teach you to talk all the time. Never shut up. You know these flight instructors. All your taxiing, never be quiet. You can't do anything right. Can't even check the magnetos right. Can't do anything right, right? And then as soon as the slightest thing happens, immediately jump on the controls and explain what went wrong, fix it, and then give them back control. And the next thing happens is it goes back like this, right? That's how we teach it, because the DP is going to evaluate you. It has to see that you can correct errors. And it's not a real student relationship, right? This is a person who knows how to fly, maybe gonna generate some errors, or he wants to they or she they want to hear you fix problems, because in the end that's what you're gonna do. But we never do it like that. We don't do it exactly like that, right? I let the student, I said, look, this, and my old flight instructor told gave me a very good way to do it, right? So basically he said this. He said to me on a CFI renewal, he was 80 years old, and I did as a DPE his renewal for CFI. He does it every year. And he does his medical every 6 months. Because I said, why? He says, because one day one of you people are going to tell me it's enough, right? I said, I don't want to do it. I'm like, okay. So anyway, we flew after about not flying for almost 25, 20 years, and he said had something very interesting to say. So I said, I just like you to show me what you would do with a new student in terms of giving them practice in the four fundamentals of flight. And so he said, okay, well, let me demonstrate them to you. It's fine. And then he said, he put his hands to the horizon. He said, now take your hand and move it up about 20 degrees, like that, about 15, 20 degrees. And then note where that is and go down about 15 degrees. And then, you know, if you think about this airplane, we bank, he banked it over. So you see the horizon tilts, right? When it gets to about 30, 40 degrees, that's about it. So this is your learning area. He says, you can do pretty much whatever you want in that area. You can go from about that far down, this far up, that far over, and this far over that way. And you just play around with it and get a good feel for how the airplane behaves. The only thing I would say is just don't be abrupt on the controls. And then he says, then I won't have to really do much, and I'll let you learn from making mistakes. And if you get frustrated, or if it's clear that you don't know like what's going on, then I'll help with that, right? So that's the way you do it, right? People learn from making mistakes, so we need to let them make mistakes. And that's the difference between a very And the other thing I'm not concerned about, I don't have this in the back of my head. At any minute, I'm going to lose my career. My pilot certificate is on the line every time I fly. And if I don't micromanage every single minute of this flight, something may happen. And if that something happens, I'll never work for Delta. I'll never work for whoever. I don't have that in the back of my head. So because I don't have that in the back of my head, I can extend this.